The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
And he was like, do what you told me to do when my girlfriend found out. Deny, deny, deny.
Like, I was like, are you sure you want to break up? Like, really? Like,
no. The girls mourn it during the relationship and try to do whatever they can to fix it.
Welcome to the podcast, Who's Just Not That Into You. I'm your host, Rhea, and I'm here with a really special guest today. Would you like to introduce yourself, say your name, and a program that you're not in?
Hi, I'm Jackie, and I'm not in psychology.
She's not in psychology. Or is she? We never know.
We never know.
We never know. And Jackie is a big fan of Call Her Daddy, I've heard.
Huge fan.
So that's the energy we're going to channel for today's podcast. Yeah, basically, today's episode is Who's Just Not That Into You If He's Breaking Up With You.
Yeah.
Do you have any experience with breakups, Jackie?
I actually do. I got broken up with last
week.
It wasn't, like, I knew it was coming, and honestly, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was his birthday, okay? So, like, I'm from out of province, so I went home mm-hmm. on a Friday, and his birthday was on the Monday, and I was gonna stay, until Monday afternoon for his birthday. And, like, I was wanting to break up as well.
Yeah.
He was feeling it, too. But, like, I didn't think anything would happen
because it's, like, his birthday. Yeah.
And then, like, Friday night, like, I got home and he, like, sat me down and he was like,
really?
This has been really hard for me. And I was like, oh,
no. My gosh.
But, like, I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And I was ready for it. And honestly, like, if it wasn't his birthday, I would have broken up with him too.
Uh-huh.
It was just such a good breakup.
Yeah. Okay, really?
That it made me more sad that it ended.
Aw. Yeah, because it was, like, yeah, kind of.
It was so amicable and we were both crying. Hopefully he never hears this, because I don't
know.
He was crying. But, like, we were both crying. We talk about our favorite moments with each other.
Uh-huh.
We kept hugging. Like, it was, like, the cutest thing ever. And it was, like, you better find someone who loves you better than I did. And
wait, stop awesome. It.
I was, like, I was the best girlfriend you could have ever asked for. And you deserve better than that.
Yeah.
It was very cute.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, wait, could you give us the lore of, like, I guess you thought you were going to break up later, but...
Well, I knew he was going to break up with me Thursday night. Like, I wanted to break up with him.
Okay.
But we were together for a year and a half and never broke up.
So yeah.
That's just what's a little crazy. And then I knew he was going to break up with me Thursday night because I called him and he was just, like, the last few days, he was not into it and he was barely texting me, barely calling me.
Uh-huh.
And then I called him, we FaceTimed for a bit, and I was like, good night, love you, and he
oh my
just
God.
Looked at me,
but...
and he was like, good night, Jackie.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, oh, fuck. And then I went to Soph's room, roommate's room, and I was bawled my eyes out. I was like, he's going to break up with me. But, like, I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
At least, like.
That's crazy. When you said that to me, the way you looked at me, that, like, freaked me out. Like, me, I was like, oh, my God. Like, I feel it.
Like that, but that's what it was.
Yeah.
Well, he was just like, I could tell he heard it.
Uh-huh.
He made a conscious decision in that moment to, like.
Oh, my God.
Kind of warn me.
What did you do for the rest of the weekend? Did you
I
still?
Cried.
Okay, yeah.
I got drunk.
Mm, really?
And, like, ate a lot of food. But I saw him because, like, we broke up really well.
Yeah.
It was his birthday. And so he told me, like, was like, so what are we going to do when I come for the weekend? Mm-hmm. He was like, oh, I'm going to have a little party, like, on Saturday with a few friends. Told me all the friends that were going.
Yeah.
And I talked to him about it when we were breaking up on Friday. And
yeah.
He was like, oh, I knew I was going to be sad all weekend, so I just invented that.
Really?
So he, like, didn't even do anything. Like, that's what made it so hard. He literally decided to break up with me. Like, he didn't want to break up with me over text, over FaceTime.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
He felt like this was the only moment.
Uh-huh.
So, because he's always been like, I'm not good at faking things. So.
What do you mean? Oh, because you can't, like, be happy this one weekend and then break up later. Yeah,
no,
that makes sense.
Like, yeah. But I was like, that's so sweet that you, like, sacrificed your birthday.
Uh-huh.
For me.
Yeah.
Maybe that's just me being delusional.
Maybe.
But, like, we were like, we could still text a little bit. So we texted kind of. I, like, texted him, like, Friday night saying, like, good night for the last time, whatever. And then texted him Saturday saying, I miss you. And then Sunday we saw each other again. And then he was like, we can't text anymore. And I was like,
yeah. Okay, I have a perfect
text. I sound like a simp right now, guys.
No.
I sound really embarrassing. nothing but.
No, that's so fair. I have an excerpt for that actually. Okay, are you ready for this? Okay, you have to read this part.
I have to read it?
Yeah, you've got this.
Dear Greg, my boyfriend and I had been dating for 2 years, living together for one. We started fighting and having all sorts of problems. He broke up with me 3 weeks ago and I moved out. Of course I'm devastated. The thing is, he calls me all the time. He wants to chat. He asks about my friends and wants to know how my family is. He likes to keep up with the little details of my life, just as if we were going out. My friends all say I should stop talking to him, but I think he misses me. And I like that. I miss him. I feel like if I stay in touch, it will remind him of how great I am. And eventually he will realize that we should be together again. What do you think?
Wow. And I'll read you the response to that. Okay. Dear Misty Watercolored Memories, so glad he likes to keep up with the way you were. Who doesn't need another phone, pal? Put him on hold and listen to me, Missy. A man who wants to make a relationship work will move mountains to keep the woman he loves. If he's not calling you to tell you how he loves you and wants you back, it should only be because he's showing up at your new residence to do it in person. That's it. Do you feel that?
I do. I think I didn't understand. Mm-hmm. This is my first breakup ever, so I think
really?
Also, yes.
Wait, really?
I've never been in
a okay, place. Yeah.
So, like, this is my first real breakup, first anything, really. I think everyone kept telling me, like, it's better if we cut contact.
Yeah.
And, like, I think he said it would be too hard. And, again, yeah. Maybe I'm delusional, but I think he really does love me. It was just too hard. We were doing long distance for 10 months. But I don't think it's, like, I don't want to ever talk to you again.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's not, like, you guys hate each other.
No.
Like, yeah.
So, like, I think it was just, like, we're not talking because it's too hard. And honestly, like, I want to talk to him every day. Like, aww. In my phone. All the things I have to update him on.
Oh, my gosh.
But
that's kind of a good idea. Writing stuff down so then you don't.
Literally, I have a notes app and, like, it's always open. I'm just like, oh, like, I should tell him about this. I should tell him about this.
Wait. And are you planning on actually telling him about that?
Well, we kind of were saying that, like, when I'm back for the summer.
Okay.
Because he's going to be gone a lot of the summer, but, like, yeah. He comes back one weekend, like, we could go get coffee or something.
Okay.
And so I was like, if we do that, like,
then you have a list of, like, things.
I have things I have to tell
him. I guess. Yeah, but that also kind of seems like it would work as, like, if you need to tell someone this, you just write it down, and then it's, like,
yeah,
that's
that too.
Good. Because some people stay friends, and then it's, like,
I don't know, like,
the
way that I see it is, like, that's what I really wanted at the beginning, mm-hmm. And then my friend texted me, and she was, like, I think it's better if you don't text him, and I was, like, you know what, you're right. We had such a great relationship,
that
if we were, we would not be just friends, like.
Yeah, exactly.
It would kill me to see him with someone else, like, mm-hmm. Maybe later on in life, for sure, but, like, right now, like, if I was friends with him and I saw that he was with someone else, it would die.
Yeah. Wait, okay, I have another excerpt for that. But seriously, is it so wrong to handle a breakup in a classy, mature, loving manner, where you keep in contact and talk and remain friendly and perhaps go to the movies on occasion? And would it be so terrible if the byproduct of that classy, mature behavior is that he comes to his senses and realizes you were the best thing that ever happened to him? Would that be so terrible? I don't think so. I think it's a smart, scrappy plan that shows a fine combination of, I don't know that word, and maturity. I can't believe that in the history of mankind and breakups, it has never, ever worked.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it's different when you have, like, mutual friends in common, and then it's kind of hard to not talk to them and whatever. Do you have any mutual friends or no, not really?
Well, I became
friends, like, with, like, his
friends with his friends, and we were together for, like, a year and a half, so, like, all my friends know him, and all of his friends know me.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few friends we're equally both friends with, but it's nothing crazy,
like, it's
also
not, like,
I think
a big
it does
deal.
Help that, like, I don't live back
oh
home.
So true. Yeah,
so but, like, at the same time, not that he does know this, but, like, I do think he is aware that I was an awesome-ass girlfriend.
Yeah, for sure.
That, oh my god, I sound so conceited.
No, but...
But, like, I was a very good girlfriend. Uh-huh. Like, but I think, like, I think I our story is done.
Okay.
Which makes me so sad, but, like, I do think... Not that our story is done,
uh-huh.
But I think he was meant
to
be my first love.
Aw,
like,
that's really cute,
the best first love I could have ever asked for. I honestly think I was, like, his first real love. He had a girlfriend before, but, like, she was not the best. Like, I think I was the best real thing. But I don't know if, you know, it's, like, we're gonna get married.
Yeah, like, that's so fair.
But, like...
But it's, like, something that like it happens in your life, and then that's like a part of your life, and then you know.
And I'm never gonna forget him, and he was the best. I think I'm just trying to get over him, but like, we'll see how long that takes.
Yeah, how are you like getting over him?
I like, what's your still not aware that I'm single.
Okay, like, real.
I'm still like waiting for his text. Like that's just.
Oh my gosh.
But like I know it's not really. Like, yeah. I mean, we broke up a week ago.
Yeah.
Like, literally. I went out last night. All the guys that I might have potentially had hallway crushes on, like, this year, I talked to.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I realized how much, like, one of them's really nice, and the other one's really nice and looks just like my ex. And so, like, that was a bit difficult because he looks just like him.
Yeah.
But then, like, this one guy who, like, I know is a was just again, and I was just like, ugh, like, my ex was so amazing, like
everyone he would do this, yeah,
like, my ex was quite awesome, like, if we take guys, what we expect from them,
yeah,
like, it was, you know, like,
okay,
a lot better than the average, stop thinking with your like, every man thinks with their I don't understand,
wait, like, really,
like literally,
kind of scary.
But like yesterday it was like three of us girls talking to this one guy kind of and I could tell he kept switching up on who he was gonna sleep with.
Oh my gosh.
And I knew I was not gonna sleep with him, so I was like, okay, whatever. I could tell that like the more attention I gave him, he was like, oh, okay. But if like this other girl was like, you know, giving him those eyes, then he was like, you and I was like, oh my gosh, I saw him in class today.
That's so embarrassing. That's like,
you touched my butt and you won't even look at me. Are you kidding me?
That's really crazy to have classes right after that and be like,
I was like, and he like lifted his like, he's trying to lift up his sweater and like obviously
oh my gosh, no way,
his whole back, and I was right behind him, his whole back was showing, and it took him like 10 hours to put his shirt back down. I was like, are you kidding
so
me?
Funny. I know, it's like when you have something good and then you have that to compare it to, it's like,
I'm like, what the fuck?
No way. Ugh. Yeah, and you and like your ex had like a good like story too, so like it was cute.
It was
a
cute story.
But that's like a good like first love story, you know?
Yeah, honestly,
that's
like, why it's so grateful for him.
So this is Rhea from the future editing this episode, and I'm here to say this episode was like crazy predicting the whole time. So do with that what you will. Developments were developed, but enjoy the rest of the episode.
I have never gone through a breakup, but I did have a dream where I was broken up with.
Did you?
And it like freaked me out. This was like a week ago too.
Oh, no.
And it like, I don't know, like, and then I woke up and I was like, wait, like I feel like I just like, you know, like it didn't feel like I got broken up with, but I felt like I kind of understood, like, because in my dream I was trying to I was like, are you sure you want to break up? Like, really? Like,
oh, no.
And it was, like, crazy.
Oh, did you tell him about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was it, like, a cutesy, like, oh, like, that wouldn't happen? Like,
yeah, he was just like, oh, that's so funny. Yeah, like. But, no, actually, no, it was, like, a freaky dream, because, like, because he was also being mean in it. And I was like, no way you're saying that to me. Do you ever have dreams like that? Like,
I feel like I haven't had dreams about my ex yet, but I had dreams about, like, other guys that I maybe talked to. Like, one of them was kind of, like, a druggie and, like,
from
home. So, like, I was usually worried about him. That's another story. And, like, one of my dreams, it had been a while since we were talking. I don't know what my dreams are. Never make any sense.
Yeah.
I was in a lake, and I guess I was standing on the lake or something like that.
Yeah.
I wasn't frozen. I guess I was walking on water. And, like, he comes, like, in a motorboat, and he just comes up to me, and he's like, Jackie, I'm fine. Don't worry.
Oh my
about me.
Gosh.
I'm okay. And then just went away.
That's kind of really
like,
cool. The
okay.
Yeah.
And then I like kind of was just like, okay, he's okay.
That's like cool.
Yeah.
Because I always get dreams that are like, I don't know, I always take them as like warnings or not.
Yeah,
or like, okay, like now I've learned something that I can like, and that's cool.
Dreams are the coolest thing ever.
They're so cool.
I think they're so awesome, and they always teach me something.
Do you know like friends or whatever that have broken up and it's not been like a mutual thing like that, and how did that happen?
100%. Like one friend from back home, she was dating this guy for 2 years, and he was at boarding school for two of the years and just came back for university in like
where you
for the 2 years where he was at boarding school, when they were still seeing each other but they were doing distance, he was like many
what do you mean,
like,
actually
like a lot. Like,
that's
a lot.
So crazy.
And his idea
was that, like, she's not gonna find it.
Was like, I have an awesome girlfriend back home. When I get back home, I'm not gonna do anything because I have her. But when I'm here, and like, the thing is, what I love about her is she found out on his birthday. She found it on his birthday because his idiot friend posted a picture of him with another girl.
Oh my gosh. In a bed. Oh my gosh.
And then she went on his Snapchat, pretended to be him, and was like, oh my god, why would you post that? My girlfriend's now on my ass. She thinks, like, what do I
say? Yeah, and he's like, you have a girl. What?
Well, no, he knows he has a girlfriend.
Okay, yeah.
And he was like, do what you told me to do when my girlfriend found out. Deny, deny, deny.
What the
And she's like, oh my god, she took screenshots of everything. She sits him down on his birthday. He has no idea, okay? She sits him down on his birthday.
That's so funny.
And she's like, so you're gonna tell me about every single person that you've ever f-ing slept with? I'm breaking up with you. Happy f-ing birthday, you dick.
That's insane.
Like, you're gonna tell me everything, and if you're lying to me about a single thing, trust me, I will find out, and I will do something to you.
Oh my gosh.
And so he told her everything.
Really? Yeah. Well, you never know.
We never know, but like...
Probably, yeah. How do you say that to someone, too? Like, what? Oh, yeah, like, yeah, like, I cheated on you, like, this time and this time. Like, that's actually crazy.
It's so crazy. He's so disgusting.
Oh, my gosh.
And, like, she's literally a model. She's so pretty.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus.
That's crazy, too. I know, that's so... Yeah.
I just hate men.
Yeah, no, literally, because what do you mean?
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah. Oh, I have an excerpt, not for that exactly, but I have something. And it's kind of, like, about, like, yeah, like, waiting to break up or whatever. So, why, then, is he nice when he calls you? Because men are cowards, and they would rather wait until the end of time than give you bad news. For the record, a man who likes you will want to spend time with you.
I agree with that. Honestly, I do think that my ex was very kind. I think when he figured out that he was... Because I could tell.
Yeah.
He came to the conclusion. I think it was, like, obviously simmering for a really long time. It was simmering for me for a really long time.
Yeah,
long
for sure.
A while. I was kind of ready to break up with him. I'm sure he was. But, like, when he knew he was going to break up with me, like, he...
Made it kind of clear.
He made it clear, and I think he made it clear because he didn't want...
To, like...
He wanted to be respectful. He wanted...
Yeah.
To, you know... be as honest as possible. But I do think, like, I remember telling my mom, like, right when he left,
aww,
like, about the breakup and, like, how he was crying and, like,
yeah,
how she was telling me he loved me and all this kind of stuff. My mom was like, that never happens. Like,
yeah,
guy, if they're done with you, they're done with you. They'll text you and be like, I'm done. Or they'll see you and be like, hey, I'm done. Like, whatever. You
know? Yeah.
And, like, that's not at all what he did. So I'm happy. But guys, when they're done... They're just so rude about it.
And it's kind of crazy because it's like you go from being in a relationship and whatever to just being like, I want to break up with you. Like,
and like not caring.
And where does the caring for the other person's feelings, does it just disappear?
Honestly, I feel like more studies should be done on
Like
teenage boyfriends.
Yeah. It's okay because you're in psychology. So.
I am in psychology. So.
Yeah. No, I know. Like, that's so true. Like... Yeah, that was, like, in my dream, too. I was like, what do you mean? You're just, like...
Yeah, like, what,
why are you being mean? Yeah.
What's with the switch up?
Uh-huh.
And then they go, like, date another girl, like, in 2 days.
Oh, my God.
And then you listen to the
You're still a traitor. Album. Yes! Yes! That's so funny.
Literally, the first thing I did.
Oh, my gosh.
She was gonna break up with me. I was like, oh, my God, I could finally... Because, like, I love Olivia Rodrigo.
Yes.
I adore her.
Yes.
Like,
I've related.
Oh my God. Obviously, like, failed situationships, not to this extent.
Yes.
And, like, it's not like, I mean, I don't think he's with another girl now, but, like, if he was, then I'm fully relating.
Yeah.
But, like, I fully was like, oh my God, like, let me go listen to Sour Album. Cry to every song. I was like,
so real.
Why is this all so incredibly real?
No, because Olivia Rodrigo, when you can relate, becomes crazy.
So crazy.
Like, because it's word for word, too.
I know.
Like, it's like...
I'm like, how did she, like, read my whole entire relationship and knows
That's
exactly
really
what
cool.
Saying.
Yeah. Like,
and it's
yeah.
And always the blondes. I'm not judging on blondes, but it's... I love blondes. Like, I love my blonde friends.
No, yes.
It's just it's always, like, my ex-boyfriend's ex, like, first love was
blonde. Oh, and then it's like... Yeah.
And I'm just like, I know. And, like, every girl he hooked up with before me, because he was obviously, like, a... He didn't, like, sleep with them, but he was just, like, making out, whatever.
Yeah, sure.
We're all blonde. And I'm, like, I had a, like, existential crisis. Like,
yeah.
In a relationship. I was, like, should I dye my hair blonde?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, Is that what you
Is it better or worse when they look like you?
The exes?
Yeah. Because sometimes it's like, if it's too similar, it's kind of scary. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's what the guy that I saw last night, like, looks just like.
Oh, yeah.
So I was like, I liked him, but whatever. But no, luckily, his ex looks nothing like me, I don't think.
Yeah.
Well, like, not an
obvious. Yeah.
I really hope that if he does have a new girl soon, mm-hmm. that she looks just like me.
Yes! That's it's so funny. Yeah.
He's like, I'm sorry. I'm happy gonna with you to going to get with other people. We're not together anymore, mm-hmm. but they better look like me. Okay? Because they're all trying to be hurt.
It's so funny. Yeah. I don't know. Do you have any tips and tricks for anyone going through a breakup? Oh, yeah. I heard it's breakup season.
Is it? Well, yeah, honestly is. Well, what I told myself that I would do mm-hmm. since I was like 12 is that I would cry on the couch and eat ice cream.
Yeah.
So I have like 2 tubs of ice cream back at home.
Aww.
I have 2 tubs of ice cream in my roommate's apartment that I would like just like eat and like take your time to process it, I guess.
Yeah.
I feel like because I knew it was coming, like, I'm starting, like, almost a little, like, I'm not over the breakup, but, like, I'm
You're closer to it, yeah.
faster than I thought it would, just mm-hmm. because it was coming.
Been, yeah.
Like, we've been, you know, knowing it was gonna come. Mm-hmm. But, like, honestly, like, I didn't go to any of my classes this week. Like,
Yeah.
You know?
And that's fair.
I think just, like, take your time. But don't text him.
Don't text him. Guys, don't text him. Don't be like, are you sure you want to break up, though?
Oh, my God, do not say that. Do not say
that. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Whoever you are,
uh-huh.
like, whoever's going to say that.
No, yeah.
You are the best person. Crazy. That you, yeah, literally. You're the best person ever. If they don't see that, mm-hmm. then that's not what you want. You don't deserve that. And honestly, like, it does not matter. You'll find a whole bunch of other guys, even though guys are slimy. But you will find a whole bunch of other guys.
Okay, I have one final excerpt from the book about that, kind of.
I know he's going to change his mind, and I keep calling him and calling him to try to get him to change his mind, which I know he will, because I know he really does love me, and he doesn't mean this, sorry. All he wants is a stupid Palm Pilot back. A guy doesn't say all the nice things he said to me and take me to all the cool parties he took me to and introduced me to all his cool friends, and then just suddenly change his mind. People don't just totally like someone one day and then wake up and not want to be with them the next. I'm so completely devastated because I really, really, really loved him.
Thanks. Yeah, that's like the perspective of someone who's like, no, but like, I swear he doesn't actually want to break up with me, but it's like.
But like, that's also such a real thought. Like,
yeah.
Like if you're in a happy relationship with a guy or like it seems happy and then he randomly, like, if I was not knowing that the breakup mm-hmm. came and my ex just broke up with me, I think I would be in shambles, like, much hunger. Like, that is devastating.
Because you think it's so good, and then it just switches.
Like, that would take me a while to get over.
Yeah.
Honestly. Understandably. Mm-hmm. But they just suck if they do that.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's also sad to be, like, watching it slowly fade, but, like, it's better, probably. Yeah.
Well, at least have a reason.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I hate when my friends tell me, like, oh, I got broken up with and I don't know why and, like, all this kind of stuff. Or the reason is just so stupid.
Yeah, because that's never actually the reason, too. Yeah. And I was talking to my friends about this, and, like, girls, like, tend to break up for, like, multiple things. Like, mm-hmm. it's, like, not, like, one thing that causes it. It's, like, a, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know what guys do, but,
My mom, mm-hmm. and I will never forget this, my mom told me, she's, like, girls will fight for the relationship.
Oh, yeah.
The whole relationship. But when they know it's done,
uh-huh.
it's done.
Yeah.
When the girls decided that it's over with, it's over with.
Yeah.
The guys will not realize, and then when the relationship is gone, then that's when they mourn it. Yeah. The girls mourn it during the relationship and try to do whatever they can to fix it.
Oh.
But when they know it's done, it's done. Whereas the guys, like, are so oblivious.
Because they're like, what do you mean it's been done? And it's like, no, it's this thing from so long ago, but I've been trying.
Honestly, I think that's what happened to me. Like, I knew it was done with my ex, like,
a long time ago. Yeah.
In December, I knew it was done. And I still was with him for 3 more months. Oopsie.
It's okay. I needed
that time to really solidify my decision.
That's true. Like, because then otherwise you could be like, okay, now I regret it because I wasn't totally sure. But it's okay.
Yeah.
But yeah. Well, that brings us us to the end of the episode. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. So
and to the listeners out there, good luck. Good luck.
Good luck. Fortune.
Yeah.
Eat that ice cream.
Eat that ice cream. Watch. Listen to Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh my god, sour on repeat.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Favorite crime on repeat.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Bye.